The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very humble Kanye West.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start raising Bengal tigers, ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Tigers, Alexis Thompson.
Rawr! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Kenny.
Keep your hands out of my cage. Come on.
That's right.
Come on now.
How about this teaser?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Her vacation, and good morning to all of you on this Thursday, July 29th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to one more alarm clock till the weekend. Welcome to International Tiger Day. Welcome to National Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day. Welcome to National Chicken Wing Day. We'll celebrate that later. Welcome to National Chili Dog Day. Welcome to National Intern Day. Welcome to National Lasagna Day. Welcome to International Rain Day. Welcome to National Lipstick Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh, my coffee is nice and cool, feeling refreshed, and gorgeous. Yeah.
Kenner Mattel.
I'm drinking the campfire blend this morning, y'all. It tastes and smells like a forest fire.
Oh, woodsy.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Mine is exactly how Starbucks should make it. It's mildly sweet.
You could have that every day now, aren't you, till it changes.
Every day. It's mildly sweet. It's tantalizing. It's creamy, it's refreshing, it's not gaggingly sweet, and there's no need to change it. Cheers. Cheers,
cheers.
Everyone. Cheers.
It is perfection, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If their Mountain Dew drinking millennial marketing team had any
brains at all, at least locally, they would offer people the Jason blend. You just roll up to the window and say, give me the Grande Jason.
Well, yeah, that's genius.
I might have a backup plan. I have, you know how people are preparing for the end of the world? They have their bunkers, they have their safe rooms. Kenny, you know, he's keeping pasta and toothpaste and deodorant and sticks and things.
Garden hoses. Oh, yeah, you can fish with that. You can sew with that.
Yep. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny that my family at my Starbucks is hoarding away cold brew, getting ready to prepare to make a special little half gallon every day of cold brew that's not how these rat bastards want it to be, which is gaggingly sweet. So they're preparing for the worst for me. And I greatly appreciate it.
Now, they're going to have to take a picture of you and post it next to the drive-up window so other people don't pull up and order your blend, and then there's none left for you.
Yeah, that's why I hate new employees. I
retain your employees.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
That's why I personally have no patience for newbies, because I have to train them all over again. But now everyone there, they've been there for a little while, and I feel pretty confident that there will be no disruption in service because they give good service at my local Starbucks. And now I will say, though, they are telling me that I should at least try this new recipe, which I will.
Okay.
I will try it just to see if I really do hate it. And I really hope for the sake of our show I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. Yeah.
Watch, you'll come back and go, this is great.
It would be very disappointing if you
liked it. If I really did like it, I know.
I got to tell you,
I'm really hoping that I hate it, and I'm pretty sure I will, because the recipe sounds disgusting. I mean, they're ruining the best part of it. Yeah,
you sound like me with vegetables that I've never tried. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate it.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate it, yeah.
Come on, Kenny, just one bite.
Oh. No.
Wait, what is that?
What we got here?
Oh, who dat? I'm hearing Christmas snow bells. Is that snow coming from Alexis's newly air conditioned home? Is it a balmy 60 degrees in your house now, Lex?
Oh, it is. It was so nice laying in bed with a blanket on and in clothes.
Yeah.
And just relaxing and just sleeping away.
My talker's
it's been
Alexis.
Done.
Alexis had an air conditioner from 1978 that broke.
No joke.
And she got it fixed yesterday. I'm so happy, Lex.
We got a brand new unit. The other one was gigantic. It's just amazing all of the ways that it was not up to code, that the original builder of the house just screwed up. It was like 4 inches from the wall, but it's supposed to be at least a foot. There's just all these things that were just wrong. And so it feels good to just fix them. And also, there's, even though it's not really one of the items that you can get for your home, like painting or a new kitchen or even a new bathroom that's like, ooh, sparkly and amazing.
Fun money. Yes.
Right, it's not the fun stuff, but wow, you know when that's not working. You feel the big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel just lucky and that we could do it. And, Kenny,
what's wrong? Why is your air conditioning? Oh, that's right. His is still out, Lex.
Rocky came yesterday, right?
Wasn't it fixed,
Rocky,
buddy?
Rocky came.
You need a new unit, too?
This unit was put in 2011, I remember, because we switched from fuel oil to LP.
Okay.
And evidently, there was too much humidity in my basement. We didn't have a dehumidifier going. So there was condensation that collected on the inside. Droplets formed. They dropped on the motherboard. The motherboard is fried.
So does that
There's nobody I trust more than Rocky. And Rocky says, this brand of furnace that you have, sucks.
Oh.
And I'm not just saying that. It sucks.
Wow.
It's the worst piece of crap ever made. So in 2011, I obviously made a very bad mistake. This was before Rocky came into my life. And so now he's going to give me the price of a new motherboard, which will be, you know, $1,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also going to give me the price of a new furnace. And I think we're just going to pull the trigger on a new furnace.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you've had a good 10 years with it. I mean,
no,
that's pretty good, right?
I haven't, Lex.
Good try, Lex.
The renters did.
Okay,
We moved in last, September?
Yeah, that's
true. And the roommate
true.
Didn't get there till February, so this is her only summer with this thing.
Oh.
And
How's she doing?
This is a giant two-story farmhouse. I still haven't counted all the bedrooms. There's portions of the house I've never been in. It's so big.
Oh, wow.
So we've got about 80 fans going. And then I remembered I have one of these in-room air conditioning units sits in your room. You have to vent it out the window. You have to get a hose for the condensation, run it to a drain. We did all that. But it literally, my house right now sounds like a 747 spooling up at the end of a runway. There is so much fan noise in my house. And I was able to sleep comfortably under two blankets. So,
oh, nice.
So the bedroom's comfortable, the living room's comfortable, the kitchen, eh. But still, I mean, my ears are ringing extra hard now this morning because of the jet engines that were warming up at the end of the runway all night long.
All night. It
Lex,
makes a big difference. We had that going on, too. Yeah.
You know what?
We now go live to Kenny's house. This is the upstairs portion of Kenny's house right now.
What'd you say?
This is Kenny's upstairs,
what?
Lex.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no. This is his main level, Lex. This is main level.
Oh. I thought he was frying up some bacon or something.
What?
You know, the residents of Minneapolis and St. Paul, you know when one of those army transport planes takes off to go up to Fort Ripley? They got the four big prop engines.
Oh, yeah.
And they fly over your house and all the car alarms go off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like in my house right now. Lex, you can grow a third head on your forehead and I will not laugh at you. I will never mess with the karma again because this is all my own fault. Because
yep.
I had some giggles
oh.
at your expense last yep. week when you were talking about your air conditioning being out. I apologize. I love you. I will never say an unkind or laugh at you, an unkind word or laugh at you again.
Oh, no, please. That's our show.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I love you too, Kenny.
Again.
And I will not be making that promise.
I will not be making that promise. Chrissy, anything you want to say to Kenny?
It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire.
That's right.
She's right.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to sleep with blankets, though. I mean, there were some naked nights for me. Just
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's nothing worse than
yeah, leave it on that.
To your sheets.
Oh, it's terrible. We had the fans going and everything, too. You kind of get used to the noise, but then when they're off, you're okay. Peace again.
Well, we'll leave it at sticky sheets and naked Alexis.
There you go. Nightmares.
Chicken wings and spiked seltzer when we return. Stay with us.
Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Welcome back.
Hey,
cooking, cocktailing, dining. Hey, good looking, what you got kicking?
Right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Dawn's off. You're stuck with the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Spiked seltzer.
Yeah.
Seltzer. Hard seltzer alone was grew as a huge pillar in the alcohol department. And there's a new entry. New entry.
Mm-hmm. 90s kids, pay attention. I loved Warheads. Did you guys?
No.
No. Oh, that sour candy.
Ugh.
Oh, I loved it. Well, now there is a spiked seltzer, a nostalgia drink for summer in black cherry, watermelon, and blue raspberry. Artisanal Brew Works has partnered with them and have made this. So, okay. So I guess you're not trying it. Nope.
No, because you know what? Again, it goes back to my thing. What's it tastes? It sounds overly gaggingly sweet.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. But I am going to try it. Oh, what did I? What did I miss?
Jason did an eye roll so severe. I'm surprised he didn't tip over from it.
Oh, you did!
Oh, so awesome! It was so awesome.
Yeah, I did miss that. Too bad. Shoot!
I can't believe you're like me. You don't like overly sweet stuff.
I am, Jace. For some reason, though, with the seltzer, it's okay. Yeah. It's a little sweeter.
Okay.
And it's the nostalgic thing for me. I definitely will try it. I probably will hate it, but there is something about it that just the little Alexis inside is going, wow.
I hear you.
I love these sour candies. It's good to kind of see some kind of something with them. Mm-hmm. So so look for that, guys. It should be out. It's out now, but it's very limited edition and most in California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
We have a theme going already this morning. We'll probably hate it. That's the theme.
Yeah, probably.
We'll probably hate it.
Get some sour ale.
Yes.
Putting the sour in sour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, well, today is National Chicken Wing Day, and I want to revisit our very first Ab Fab ever on our show, which was Serum's Chicken Wings, and with National Chicken Wing Day, I want to just reintroduce, if you're new to our show or you've heard me talking about it in a passing way and you're not quite sure why, Serum's is my favorite chicken wing place, period. It's in Anoka. I've loved it for years. It's nothing fancy. I'm not going to say it's nothing special because it's special to me and anyone that loves it. The trick is that one of the tricks is, well, there's multiple great flavors, and what they do different than other places, and I think I'm going to get the order wrong. They bake in the flavoring after, so they deep fry it, they put the flavoring on, and then they broil it. So the flavor bakes into the crust and it bakes into the chicken. So what that does is it makes it crispier. And I'm not a wet wing kind of girl. And these are not wet wings because of the two-step cooking process. They are amazing. I always ask for mine well done, by the way. So I would recommend that you do the same thing. But anyway, they have multiple flavors at Serum's. My favorite are garlic alata, ranch alata, Ragin' Cajun, and Thai. I Ooh.
I'll cut a biatch for the tie. I will cut somebody, get out of my way. I love the Thai wings at Serums. And then my other favorite, another dry rub, is Monte Carlo in Minneapolis. The Monte, if I can't get Serums, I really do crave Monte's chicken
wings.
Those
are bigger wings, aren't they?
They're bigger. Yeah. And they're a dry rub with a secret mix. They're brined overnight. That's why when they run out, they run out. Karen can't be like, well, can't you just run back and make more? No, Karen. Sit down, Karen. Sit down. No. So Monte Carlo in Minneapolis, Serums in Anoka, two great chicken wing places on Chicken Wing Day.
Yeah, let's celebrate.
Mm-hmm. They say we're too young
and the pimps are now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
What will your husband say is his very favorite kind of rodent?
His saxophone.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Saxophone rodent. Okay. Huh. Weird things happened in the 60s, I guess. Yeah,
I guess
know.
So.
No explaining that. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Streaming worldwide on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Auntie Dawn continues her vacation. We've managed to make it to Thursday without setting anything on fire.
Yes! Woo!
Well, come on now.
I'm scared a little. Woo! Come on now. Right.
We've managed to correctly get on the air every day.
Uh-huh.
That bites every day when I press connect and it works. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, no running to the server room and trying to unplug things and none of that. Woo.
Very grateful. I just have a life observation before we get to Kelly Clarkson and Bob Odenkirk update. And that is, and I'm realizing this more and more, working out at 46 is very different than...
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh already.
Can you hold your laughter until the ride comes to a complete stop, Lex?
You're right. Yeah. Tell me more, Jace.
Yeah.
What's your insight here?
Thank you, Lex. Because let me tell you, little Red Riding Hood, you're 5 years down the road, Chicky.
I'm already there. That's why I'm laughing. It's so relatable.
Working out in your mid to late 40s is very different than working out in your late 20s or 30s. And I say that because off and on my adult life, starting late 20s on, I've worked out. You know, I've run. I've ran ever since I moved here in 1997. And I never had to worry about soreness. I never had to worry about injury. I never had to worry about stretching for an hour afterwards just so I can walk.
Having trouble getting up from the floor.
Getting up from the floor. Getting up from the toilet, if I can be so blunt.
That too.
So I have now, because I couldn't figure out what the hell I did. And, you know, also when you turn this age, if you get any type of ailment, you immediately go to the worst. You're like, oh, my God, I'm dying of cancer. Oh, my God, this is it. I'm coming, Elizabeth. So there's two horrible things at play here. So you have that. You have your mortality staring at your face. Uh-huh. You have your hypochondriacness that materializes in your 40s. And then, so I'm working out, and I have been for about three months with hashtag hot trainer, Austin. And the guy shows no mercy. I mean, really shows no mercy. And now I think I hurt my lower back like within the first week. And then now I'm pretty sure I pull the groin muscle.
Oh, and,
yeah. And because I'm pretty sure, like, not pulled it, but I've done something, because I don't know what I've done, but my goodness. And I just, this morning I went to get in the shower and it just, you would have thought I had just run a marathon. I get up from the bed and I grunted, and then I walked to the shower and I couldn't really stand up straight. And I thought, oh my goodness. And that's why I literally on my iPhone, I wrote, you know, 6 o'clock hour, I gotta mention getting old sucks. But and I get in the shower and I just laughed because I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't have to worry about this post workout in my 20s or 30s.
True, but you're doing the right thing, Jace. It does get easier.
Does it?
I'm hoping. I say that, and I'm kind of like, let's hope it does.
What? No.
Well, because if you do it on a consistent basis, your body gets used to it.
No.
No, Lex, it's okay. No, I'm
it's
trying.
Not gonna get, you know why it's not going to get better, Lex?
Why?
Because I'm turning 47 next week.
That's
so
right.
Time
That's
keeps
very,
ticking.
Very old.
Time keeps ticking.
Here's a trick to getting older. You use when you're getting out of the chair and you're going, you use that sound to cover up the farting that you're doing uncontrollably that you can't. You have no shot.
Oh, that just
so,
shot
every
out.
Every time you get up, just start working on it. Just and then that covers up the sound of the cheese you're cutting.
Yeah, well, I like that.
Well, you know I don't do that. So
I know you don't. Well, but you don't have any control. You're at that age where you have no more control over
that's
it.
That's right,
no.
Jace. They just start showing up.
No. Yeah.
It's a party you didn't invite them to, but they're out there.
Yeah. No.
Walking into church, business meetings.
I don't go to church.
Around thing. Randomly.
No, I don't go to meetings.
Laying at the pool.
I avoid meetings at all costs.
Deep squats at the gym.
Deep squat, God.
Yeah. Oh. Right in front of the sexiest trainer you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yeah, Austin. Yes.
Well, and right all the other people that go to that gym, right? They're all beautiful, gorgeous specimens.
And at the massage table.
Oh.
Whoa, that's you fart during massage.
Favorite Jason story ever.
Oh, sacred place.
The sacred place release, right.
The sacred place release, yeah.
Oh, that's
let the body, let the body do what the body wants
it's
to
natural,
do.
Natural, Jason.
Yes, it's natural, yes.
Maybe
well,
not.
Well, no. But no, and it is going to happen, but... And then he looks at me and he goes, well, because I said something and he goes, yeah, I'm getting old, too. I'm 26. And I went and I look at him in the mirror and I was holding a dumbbell and I'm like, I'm going to throw this at you because no, just simmer. Oh, I know what he said. I know what he said. He looked at me and he goes, do you know any good people for Botox? And I turned around and I looked at him. And he goes, you know, I gotta keep young. You know, I'm 26, and I looked down at that dumbbell and I said, I'm gonna hit you.
Oh.
Like I'm really gonna throw this at you. Wow. He goes, yeah, I have a one little line right here, and I go, bitch, I'll show you lines. You want to see lines?
That is so hurtful. Wow.
I know.
You did tell him Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, though, right? I mean,
well,
come on, steer him at least
Girl,
in
please.
The right direction.
Girl, I did drop the shameless plug
okay,
for Dr.
Okay.
Beth.
I just want to make sure.
Maybe. You should have taken the other approach. When he said, I have this one line, you should have scoffed and said, one? What beer are you looking in?
Yeah. I
did.
When you get 11s.
Yeah. Well, I did. I felt like saying, bitch, I'll show you some lines. Look real close. Look real close in this face.
Oh,
I just wanted to hit him. I'm like, you know what? You should. I'm not going to tell you that about Dr. Beth.
Yeah.
Because God gave with both hands all over you. Like, you're perfect in every other way. I want you to have a wrinkle.
Yay.
I want you to feel some imperfection because you're perfect everywhere else. So you need to keep that wrinkle, biatch. You need to keep that wrinkle, Mr. Man. Anyway, I'm telling you this story.
I'm just proud of you to keep going. You keep going. Mm. You keep doing it. You're doing it.
That, I know, but...
Just showing up is half the battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
okay,
Lex.
Okay, I want to just
know.
Keep encouraging
no,
you to keep going
no,
and doing
I'm
your
saying,
thing, because
I mean
it is tough.
It is tough. I'm just saying for all of you out there, because a large chunk of our audience is around our age, and it was really, it's not even a funny fake story to make you guys laugh on the show. I really did have that realization this morning in the shower where I'm like, wow,
the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. And I have to, I was on the floor. Colin was stretching me. We were watching Dexter. We were rewatching Dexter.
Oh,
and
nice.
Colin was stretching me for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, is that, girl.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
That's what we're calling it. Yeah, that's what the gays call it. But are you kidding me? I couldn't have any nookie last night.
His legs are dead.
Girl, I couldn't get off the floor, let alone having relations. I couldn't even go get a bowl of cereal, let alone do the nooks.
Here's the deal. If Lex is going to be the angel on your shoulder and constantly encouraging
she is.
You... It's obvious that I'm going to have to be the evil devil on your other shoulder. And I'm just going to say, Jason, you should quit this now and take up eating cheeseburgers for a living. That's what you should do. Join the rest of us here.
At Red Cow. I'll throw another shameless plug in there.
There you go. It is true, though. We get louder as we get older, too. You know, I've got my heavy foot Thompson thing going on at home. I'm being accused of slamming down the toilet seat and closing the medicine cabinet too hard. So do we just get louder as we get older?
Who the hell are you, Fred Flintstone?
I think I am. I'm like, bam, 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 bam. He's like, bam, wow.
Bam, Flintstone? What are you doing, Lex?
He's like, I never used to wake up when you woke up for the show. And now I'm waking up to slamming and stomping. And I'm like, maybe it's getting older. I'm not sure.
Lex, okay, now you told us this a couple weeks ago.
Covering up farts, which I will be using that technique, Kenny. Thank you.
That is a good technique. Lex, told us this a couple weeks ago. Now, have you checked yourself? Are you now a heavy walker? Have you listened to yourself?
I don't even know. There are days where I'm like, okay, I gotta be dainty. Dainty. Walk. Softly. Soft. But I just, you wake up and you just start doing your thing. And
yeah.
I think you're at the subconscious level that happens in every marriage. Now, you've been married, about 80 years?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep, about that.
And it probably starts innocently enough, but eventually it'll become conscious, and you will consciously look for ways to drive your spouse absolutely insane. And that's what every successful marriage is all about. Just turning the screw a little tighter every day.
Poke.
Yep, exactly.
He's doing that with the lights now. I like when I open my car door and the lights pop on inside.
Yeah.
So I can see inside my car. He hates it. Yeah. He turns them off in my car constantly. I'm like,
that's the married for 50 years thing.
Kenny, that's it. I know he's doing it on purpose, going,
wait a minute. We got to take a break. We got to take a break because there was a light fight with us, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But first, the Cat Video Festival. Tickets are on sale now for just $10. $1 from each ticket will support our charity partner, Bitty Kitty Brigade. Prices go up on August 2nd. Get your Chuck and Don's VIP tickets before they sell out. We want to thank First Equity and A Can of Pet Foods for helping us out, being our sponsors this year. MyTalk1071.com for more. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to your morning party. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're talking about getting old, marriage. I have one little ribbon to put on the conversation here.
Poking the bear.
Poking the bear. Lex was just talking about how there's a light fight going on between Anhel and Alexis.
Yep.
Now, what is he doing? He's turning off your automatic lights in your car.
Yeah, you know when the doors open and the lights come on, you're like, wow, I can see inside my car. This is fantastic.
That's what it's supposed to do, yeah.
Yeah, you can turn that off.
Oh.
And he constantly does that.
Have you asked him why? Is just because?
Yeah, it's just he just doesn't like it. And I think he's doing it on purpose. I think before it was on accident. Yeah. And now he's like,
absolutely.
Turn that off.
I've got one for you too, but I want to hear it because I think Jason, you and Colin have been married the shortest amount of time among us three.
Yes.
So what is it?
Lex may remember this. Our very first fight, and it wasn't even a fight, but the very first time that I think I got rather persnickety was my relationship before Colin. My boyfriend would always want the house really dark. Like he would constantly, I would walk through the house and, or he would walk through the house and just keep turning lights off.
Familiar, Lex? Yes.
And, yep. And I like lights on. I do not like sitting in the dark. I do not like the dark. We had just moved into this cool place where the lighting was really awesome and I wanted to take advantage of it because, oh, I don't know, I was paying the rent and the electric bill. So I wanted the lights on.
Ooh,
and hashtag keeping it real, girl, keeping it real. So when we broke up and then I met Colin, Colin one night did this, or he was doing this, where he would go into a room and turn the lights off, and I would go back and turn them on. Oh. And then finally one day, I was not in the mood, and he was following me through the house doing that.
Oh.
And I just snapped. And it was my first time. I remember it as clear as day. It was the first time that I got real crappy and with him. And I was like, hi. What are you doing?
Whoa,
like, what are you doing?
Hi. That hurts. That's painful.
I almost.
I'm disappointed without saying it.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of sort of what I said. And I go, why do you do that? I said, I'm paying the electric bill. So I like the lights on. Can we please leave them on? And he looked at me like, oh my goodness, like where did this come from and who are you? Because you have never snippety snapped like that. But it's funny that it was about lights.
Yep.
It's not.
It's always something like that.
It's always something like that.
Was it for conservation or was it just something that he just always did?
He does it at his parents' house too we're over there. And I look at him like, this ain't your house. Like, what are you doing? He does. Oh, now it actually drives me more crazy when he does it at his parents' house. And I'm like, I don't want to sit in the dark. And he will just constantly turn lights off. And I'm like, I don't want to sit in the dark. We can afford some electricity. Anyway, Kenny, what's your story? Yeah,
it's funny you brought up I'm paying the rent and the power and the electricity bill because I use that one a lot.
He splits now. This was early on, but yeah.
I put air conditioning in my shop. And every time she walks by, I get the stink eye and all that. And that's always my line. I'm paying the electricity. You don't even know how much the electricity bill is. I'm paying it. Don't worry about it. But this one started at work when I was still working down there. The radio kitchen, for some reason, and I'm going to blame everybody who's ever worked in sales for this, they leave the cupboard doors open.
Open.
When they're done.
Yes.
And I didn't know this bothered me. I'd walk through. I always had to walk by the kitchen. I'd close them. But then John Height, the newsman there, I heard him get really mad one day and say something out loud. So I realized, maybe I too have an issue. We both have issues. And now at home, and I haven't said anything to her. I won't say anything to her, but I think she's heard me slamming drawers and cupboard doors because I'll go into the bathroom in the morning and all three of her drawers are open anywhere from a half inch to fully open. And I'm bam, bam, bam. And then I go into the kitchen and it's one of these old farm kitchens with 18 million. We've got drawers we'll never use. So
ever.
I'm walking around going bam, bam, bam. And then slam, 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 bam. And I think I've done it too loud. And I think now she's doing it on purpose. I'm pretty sure she's
really?
Doing it on purpose. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not even going to bring up the thermostat fight. And it's always 1 degree. In the summer, I'm going 1 degree down. She's going one up. And that's all day, all night. One up, one down. One up, one down.
Luckily, Colin and I are exactly the same on that. Who we fight with is the father-in-law when we're at the cabin over the weekend. It got to the point where Colin went to Menards and spent like $500 and got our own air conditioning unit for our bedroom. So, Lex, Kitty, we have our own air conditioner unit in our bedroom with
that we sleep out at the cabin.
Oh, so and, he likes it hot. I'm surprised. I thought he would want it like an icebox in there.
Papa Haas, Carl Haas, if he could light a fire in the middle, it doesn't matter if it's full of company and it's 115 degrees. Ebenezer Scrooge will not turn on that air. His answer always is, just open the sliding door. It's like, open the sliding door.
I can't breathe and I'm sweating all over.
It's 115 degrees and there's 80 kids running around. I mean, these kids, they put off heat.
They raise the temp by at least 10 degrees.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh,
wow.
But yeah, just open the door. And Colin looks at him. So the minute Carl leaves, Colin closes all the doors and turns the air on. Oh, but yeah, we do. We have our own air conditioning unit in our room. And it's the best thing Colin has ever purchased. Oh, we love
He's
it.
He's taking
we
sleep, care of business.
Girl, we sleep like little gay blue jays, little baby birds. We just little. So nice.
I wonder if anyone else goes in there when you're not in that room on weekends, you're not there.
Yeah, well, right now there's a whole family there. They're
fighting over your room?
They're fighting over the air-conditioned room, I'm sure. That's going to do it for the 7 o'clock hour, but stay right there. Alexis is not live from Tokyo. Summer Games update. Plus, we have some tickets to give away. As I mentioned, I'm rewatching Dexter in preparation for Showtime's reboot. Would You Rather and more. Stay right there. We'll be back right after this. Beautiful day.